Well, good very late evening if you happen to be in North America, as I am. Or if you're listening to this from the UK, I wish you a good very early morning. And why aren't you asleep, one might ask? Actually, one might ask me the same question. I think the answer is, folks, that I have had a most disappointing day in a number of respects, and hence, my mind is still kind of in a turmoil. But I'm going to try to mitigate those feelings of despondency by settling down in my nice, comfy rocking chair and listening to some nice, relaxing harp music and whinging and moaning to you folks, which always seems to help for some reason. First of all, I was supposed to have lunch today with a very good friend of mine from church, whom I seldom get a chance to see because she's so bloody busy. So I was really looking forward to that. But she emailed me last night and she said, "I'm really sorry, Shannon, but I have to cancel. Would you mind terribly if we postpone the luncheon date until next Friday?" Well, my schedule is much more flexible than hers, so of course I emailed her back and I said, "Certainly, I'm more than happy to do whatever works best for you." And actually, it's a good thing she canceled, because my mom rang me at 9:30 this morning. Now, she phoned from home, and I was rather surprised to hear her voice. I thought it was going to be my dad. He only works part-time, so he is usually the one at home on a weekday, during the day. But it was my mom, and she told me that she had taken a vacation day so that she and I could go together to IKEA and look for some much-needed furnishings for Kerr Tibach. And I must tell you, folks, it really does seem like Castle Toilet right now. I think the reason for that will become self-evident as this boo evolves. So, she said she would pick me up around noonish and that she would stop at some other places along the way to look at furniture, just in case she might find something useful. She did not, however, so she came empty-handed. Folks, we walked around for ages today, and we came home with nothing. It was really most aggravating. Especially because IKEA is supposed to be the be-all and end-all, the Valhalla of furniture stores. First of all, we stopped at this place called Jysk, which is another home furnishings store. And we found a bench that would have been lovely in the vestibule between my apartment and my neighbor Loma's place. It was very sturdy, which would be very helpful for people like my grandmother or my friend's sister Eileen, who has a bad hip. The seat was made of leather, and it flipped up to reveal a storage compartment underneath in which I could have placed hats or gloves or things of that nature. And then the bench had wooden slats on the bottom for shoes. But wouldn't you know it, it was a few inches too big to fit in that space. The price was right, too. So then, at the same store, at Jysk, we found this wonderful knotty pine cupboard that would have been perfect for the hall just inside my door. It had two different storage cupboards, one on either side of a central shelf, so I could have stored my food in the cupboards and then showcased some of my nicer dishes on that center shelf. And then a lot of my ornaments and knickknacks could have gone on top of the cupboard. And Mum said, "Well, it's only $79. She said, "It's a lot cheaper than all of the other cupboards I've seen, which are like 500 and something. She said, "Do you think, even though I don't have exact measurements for your hall, do you think I should buy it?" And I said, "I think you better wait until we get back to my place, and then you better measure that hall." Because I said, "I think, judging by how long the cupboard is, I think it's going to be too long to fit in that space. There's a bend in the wall, and I think the cupboard wouldn't fit around that bend." So she said, "Okay, all right, that's what we'll do then." So then we went to IKEA, and we didn't find a bloomin' thing. All the storage units at IKEA were open shelving, and that would not look good in my hallway because it would make it look awfully cluttered. That's the first thing that one would see upon entering my flat. And I would much rather have a cupboard type unit for storing food anyway. It's a lot more private that way. We did find a desk that both of us liked, but my mom measured it, and then she looked at measurements she'd already taken of my bedroom and of my desk that I already have, and it turns out that the desk we found was actually a few inches too short. It would not have held my laptop and my scanner and my speakers comfortably. Then we tried to look for a few dishes for me, because I have large plates and larger plates. I do not have any saucers or sandwich plates. So when I have company and I'm offering tea and biscuits, I feel kind of ridiculous because I have to put these biscuits on a monster plate. But we couldn't find anything to match the color of my dishes. So, I must say, IKEA was a huge disappointment. It's not what it's cracked up to be, folks. Anyhow, we... Oh, before I tell you about our findings upon arriving back at my place, I should mention, my mom has kind of a neat sense of humor at times. So she said, oh, look at this desk, you'll like this. And she put my hand on this teeny tiny piece of furniture. Now, folks, I'm ashamed to admit that sometimes I am a bit slow on the upchuck, as Tom Cullen from The Stand would say. So I was like, huh, what's this? And my mom said, oh, you don't appreciate my sense of humor, huh? It was a little kiddie desk. It was tiny. It was like the right size for a dwarf. Anyhow, at least she's fun to shop with, I must say. So we did not buy a damn thing, and we got back to my place, and my mom measured that hall. Turns out that lovely cupboard we found at Jisk was 8 inches too long. I knew it, folks. I did. I so did. Oh, it would have been lovely in there, too, if it had just been a wee bit shorter. My mom was gonna paint it white. And, I would have been perfectly happy with it, but no such luck. So, we are both at our wit's end, because we seem to have exhausted the possibilities. I mean, my mom has looked at all the furniture shops in my city and her city and the surrounding area. The only other option I can think of is to go to Toronto. And bloody hell, I don't know when she'd have time to do that even, or even if she'd want to. So I am afraid I got a bit upset in the IKEA. And I said, see, this is why I didn't want to move. I said, everything that I have fit perfectly into my old place. I was perfectly happy there. And I felt like I was forced into moving somewhere else because you guys didn't like my old place. Now, normally I wouldn't have said that, but as I say, I was just really disappointed and I was upset. And at first I thought she might get mad at me, but she didn't, folks. She was actually very understanding. She said, I'm sorry, I never meant you to feel forced into doing anything. She said, we actually meant it for the best because we didn't like the idea of you spending so much of your life in a basement apartment. She said, I know you didn't notice it, but it was actually very musty and dingy in there. And she said, it's so much nicer when you have company now, you know, or friends over to stay, that you can bring them into a clean, bright space and a building that's so well kept up and taken care of. And I said, I know, I get that. I said, I just hate that we can't seem to find anything to make this work. I mean, I can't even put a fucking table and chairs in here. Excuse my language. Because we can't find a desk that is going to work in my bedroom yet.